It is an important development. I think the most important part of it is that there's an agreement between the United Kingdom and the European Union because, as you know, on other Brexit-related issues, it's not quite so easy. Now, it is a technical issue and it relates to the access to the European Union market by countries outside of the European Union. So farmers will know, for example, that New Zealand has access to the EU market for sheep meat. And this is governed by WTO rules and it's under quota and there's tariff rates applied. Now, because the European Union is one, if you like, when it comes to a trading bloc, now that the United Kingdom is leaving, there's a part of that union, if you like, exiting, and we have to reallocate the quota of, for example, sheep meat between the United Kingdom and the European Union. And the way that's going to be done is on the basis of consumption patterns, recent consumption patterns. So it's been reasonably, I suppose, easy for the UK and the European Union to agree on that type of split, and the Agriculture Committee this week endorsed that approach. Now, I have to say that the WTO member states who are impacted are not as impressed. So there is resistance from those countries that can export into the European Union market under these trade quotas. And they would claim that the deal for the volume is with the European Union, regardless of the number of members in the European Union. So they're resisting what we have agreed to. So there's going to be that, I suppose, battle to be fought at the WTO level. And I suppose what it reflects is that in the whole Brexit process, there are many issues that are very high profile, like we do not want a hard border in the island of Ireland. It's the big debating topic here in Strasbourg this week. But there's also issues around trade, on fundamental core issues about access to the European Union market, which have got to be resolved with trading partners and which are highly complicated. So our work this week was part of that process. I'm glad it was reasonably smooth and we managed to reach an agreement. But unfortunately, it's not a done deal because there is that resistance from countries like Australia, New Zealand and the USA. So it is a battle to be fought.